Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming back in on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. We're in here in the cool air conditioning for now. That's going to change starting tomorrow, at least for me. We're going to be out in Metairie, ideally under the sun. We'll see if the weather complies, with fans out in attendance. The first time I can remember the Saints having fans out at mini camp practices. So it'll be a lot of fun. First fan-attended practice since 2023, which is weird to say. So no one better to talk about that with than former Saints linebacker and Super Bowl champion Scott Shanley on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Scott, how you doing? You staying cool?
Oh, yeah, trying to.
You know, Scott, one of the things, and Bobby and Mike were talking about this yesterday, and I did find it interesting, or maybe it was the other day. I can't remember what day it was. I'm losing track of time. But, you know, when we've watched these practices with Kellen Moore, if you didn't know any better, you wouldn't have realized that this is a first-time head coach. The practices just seem to be running smoothly, efficiently. There's not a lot of wasted time. And, you know, I'm just curious. You were out there in 2006 with Sean in his first year. You know, what do you remember from those practices? Were you aware that you were practicing for a first-time head coach? I'm just curious how you would recall those practices.
Well, yeah, I think you know, being a first-time head coach is kind of being much like being a rookie or a young player. You're trying to prove yourself. And I think there's an edge to those guys who get their first opportunity to show, you know, what they can do. And, you know, I think the one thing about Kellen is he was at three different stops, pretty close proximity in the last 3 years, worked with really good quarterbacks. But you go all the way back to even Dallas, and you know there was talk that he was possibly a candidate to be the head coach in Dallas, even when he was a young player and only been assistant coach for a few years. So there was obviously signs there that he had great leadership abilities. So I think when you're a young guy, like I said, when you get that first opportunity, you're out to make a name for yourself, and there's a balancing act. And I think Sean Payton did this really well. It's you have to walk around and cast a shadow, and everybody knows who's the boss and who's in charge. But you also have to be relatable to players, and I think that's the balancing act you have to have as a first-time head coach.
Yeah, and I mean, so things have changed a lot since 2006, obviously. You don't do nearly as much work in these practices, at least not on the field. You know, it's been all 7-on-7s. You know, what would you say are some of the challenges that come with not having as much time on task with, you know, there's no more two-a-days, stuff like that. You know, it does seem like from an onlooker's perspective that it's gotta kind of increase the curve of what you have to get done in such a limited amount of time.
Absolutely. And, you know, just like you said, you know, this time of year, even go back to when I played and, you know, guys talk about the biggest change since that time is the training camp. And it's hard to get guys physically ready for the season with the way they're doing training camp now. But this time of the offseason, it's still the exact same. And this time of the offseason, what you're working on is You're working on team chemistry. You're working offensively and defensively, schematically. What do we do well? Who does it well? What type of packages should we do? And then offensively, you're trying to get that timing and rhythm down in the passing game. And, you know, sometimes when the pads go on and the pass rush is on a quarterback, they don't have that time to get comfortable to develop that rhythm. So this is a great time of year to get quarterbacks comfortable, to get receivers comfortable. It's kind of a boring time of year for a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman. Their time to shine comes when the pads go on come August and late July. So there's a lot that can be accomplished this time of the year. That's why you like to see great participation in OTAs, because I firmly believe, and I said this even back when we had the Super Bowl team, is you win championships in the offseason. You win championships with the way your team comes together this time of year.
Yeah, and what would you want to see from Tyler Shuck at this point? And even Spencer Rattler. You know, we talk about Spencer like he's the old guy. He's actually younger than Tyler Shuck. He's born a year later on that exact same day. They're both born on September 26th. But what would you want to see from those young quarterbacks in the offseason at this point to feel like they are, you know, on the trajectory they need to be ready by the start of the season?
Yeah, I think trying to emulate a real-life game as close as you can. Obviously, with no pads, you don't have the same type of pass rush. You don't have those guys breathing down your neck as a quarterback, and that's what really changes the game once the pads do go on. But still, these guys are going, not Spencer, because Spencer, let's be honest, I said this last year in some of our postgame shows, he's going to benefit so much from those 5 or 6 games that he played in last year as a fifth-round pick. A lot of times that doesn't ever happen for guys. And because of the injuries, he got so much time, so much actual game repetition to see the speed of the NFL game. That's really going to help him in this quarterback competition. As far as Tyler goes, he's got to adjust to the speed of the game. And every position has to adjust to the speed of the game, but nobody more so than the quarterback. Those windows that he was throwing in college are going to be way tighter. He's got to throw people open. He's got to get used to that tight, sticky coverage by NFL defensive backs and linebackers. So, like I said, this time of year kind of gets overlooked a lot, but it really helps guys get acclimated to the speed of the coverages. Now, come fall, come August, come training camp, he's going to have to get used to that pass rush getting on him in a hurry.
Scott, looking at the running back room, I think it's one of intrigue throughout the offseason, because you know what you have in Alvin Kamara, even with him getting up there in age. But then Kendra Miller is a question mark. He used a 6th-round draft pick on Devin Neal. And I want to get your thoughts on Devin Neal, because listening to Kellen talk about him, the one thing that really stood out, Kellen was just praising him about his pass protection. He knows what to do when he has to be involved in the pass game. And I thought that's something really interesting, because he praised him for being that advanced as such a young player. He's coming in as a rookie, obviously played a lot at Kansas. He broke all these records there as a running back, but also the pass protection part of the game with him is obviously very advanced.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, you know, a lot of people probably hear the head coach talk about a rookie running back and talk about pass protection, and they don't really want to hear that. It's not the sexiest thing in the world, but it is a huge thing, because it's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing, especially as a young guy. I think what that says a lot to me is he's very football smart. He understands X's and O's. To advance that quick in the NFL game, to understand where the blitzes are coming from, to know what he has to do when he check releases, especially on third down, that becomes very intricate. And you're right, that running back room is going to be big. You look at Alvin. Alvin's, it's hard to believe he's already going into year 9. I think it's a huge year for Miller. And listen, Kendra hasn't played enough football to evaluate him, but the little amount of football he has played, you go back 2 years ago, I think it was the last game of the year against the Panthers at home in the Dome, he looked really, really good. When he stuck his foot in the ground, he went somewhere. So I think this team really needs a huge year out of Kendra Miller. And you know, you kind of hope you get some contributions from a rookie running back, but you really have to help Alvin. Not because Alvin can't do it anymore, but once you're going to year 9, now you want to get Alvin in space and get him involved in the passing game and try to take some of that wear and tear off the tires.
Yeah, no, I agree with you completely on Kendra. I think that's what makes it even more frustrating. It would be easier if you put him out there and he wasn't ever getting anything done. When he's on the field, he's an incredibly talented player. I think a big thing for him this year is, you know, year 1 he was coming in off the knee injury, and his final college game at TCU kind of didn't have that offseason program. Last year it was kind of up and down. I think he was working through some stuff and then got hurt, and he didn't really have that offseason program. You know, I'm just curious where you land on this. Like, I think just being there for the entire time and being healthy should help him just get off to the right start, because it just feels like he's never really had a clear runway to have that kind of breakout season.
I agree 100%. And I think the burst, the flashes you've seen of him with his size and his explosiveness, I know what gets the front office excited. I know what gets those guys who drafted him excited and give him opportunity after opportunity. But the one thing about it is it's a huge year for him because Greg Williams always told us your best ability is availability. If you can be there every single week and we can count on you, you'll stick around the NFL a long time. And some players just are injury prone. Some guys know how to take care of their bodies. And I think hopefully by this time in his career, Kendre knows exactly what he needs to do to make sure he doesn't have those hamstring pulls in individual drills where he misses a training camp and things like that. So you can't help freak accidents. Sometimes things happen, but you want to try to do everything you can do to make sure that you're out there and you're available week in and week out.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, jumping over to the defensive side of the ball real quick, and a guy that I think, you know, is kind of a fascinating case study and people overreacting to things is Alante Taylor. You know, he's another guy who I feel like, you know, year two, he spent all training camp working at the outside corner spot. Then they cut Bradley Roby and threw him inside of the nickel spot. And he's like, all right, I guess I play here now. Last year, he played exclusively in the nickel all through camp and then all the injuries. And suddenly, oh, you're a top corner on the outside. Good luck. And I think he struggled at points and he's been put in difficult situations where, you know, you hear coaches all the time talk about, we want to put guys into positions to succeed. And I don't know if that's necessarily been done for Alante. And I think that's a little bit of what people overreact to when you look at some coverage stats and PFF and that sort of thing. But when I see Alante Taylor, I see a guy who is exactly what you need in a Brandon Staley defensive scheme or one of these modern defensive schemes that want guys to be all over the place. And, you know, I think there is some level of stigma to a guy, you know, okay, you want to be the outside corner because that outside corners get paid and nickel corners don't necessarily get paid. It's the same thing. You want to be a tackle because tackles get paid and guards don't necessarily get paid. But I don't know. Like, I see Alante Taylor as probably the key to this whole thing. And as far as from a coverage perspective on the Saints defense, and he's going into a contract year. And, you know, if I'm looking at it, I'm like, hey, if you can lock him up early, I'm interested in doing that. I'm just curious, where do you land on Alante and what you've seen over the last 3 years from him?
Yeah, listen, you know, anybody who listened to me last year knows they don't have to talk me into loving the way Alante Taylor plays football. He, you know, there were multiple times last year I called him the best player on defense. And it was more so earlier in the year, middle of the year, when he was playing in the nickel, because I think he's one of the best nickel DBs in the league. When you look at the way he blitzes, the way he's able to get sacks, his timing on those blitzes, his ability to cover tight ends and to tackle, I think it's so valuable. And to your point, you're right. Those guys, nobody wants to play nickel. They all want to play on the outside because that's where you get paid. And it's a shame because I felt like he was more effective. He affected the game way more at nickel corner. So I hope the league changes their mindset with how these nickel guys are getting paid, because they're not an afterthought. They're not just an extra guy out there to replace a linebacker. He is a playmaker. And so It'll be interesting to see what they do with him. But I think truly his home and where he really affects the defense and is his best version of himself is at nickel, just because of those attributes he brings. He's phenomenal at tackling and playing in space and blitzing. And not all those guys are good at that. So hopefully they get an opportunity to move him around and let him be the playmaker he is.
Scott, I know, like you mentioned, we can't see much from the trenches, defensive, offensive line play, but the shift of Trevor Penning inside a left guard with adding Kelvin Banks Jr., leaving him at left tackle, his natural position, moving Taliese Fuaga back over to right tackle, which was his natural position at Oregon State before the Saints had to move him to left tackle in his rookie year. I want to get your thoughts on Penning going inside a guard because, you know, listening to him talk about it, he mentioned that there's less space to work with inside a guard, but it can also highlight his strengths as a player with his physicality and toughness and everything like that. So I know we haven't really gotten to see much, obviously, at OTAs, and we're not going to see much at minicamp. Like, this is going to be something that goes into training camp and then preseason, getting to see him in action at left guard. But your thoughts on the shift?
I love it. I really do. I think it's probably a year too late, and it's not because they didn't want to move him. I remember going up to Dennis Allen last year in training camp and talking about Trevor and saying, you know, God, I think he'd be a great guard just because he's so physical. He's so nasty. He can be a great guard. He doesn't have to go against those guys who are a little bit – he's kind of heavy-footed and struggled at tackle. And, you know, Dennis's answer to me was, yeah, but then who do I put at tackle? It was really they were trying to plug a bunch of holes. And so Trevor kind of had to stay at tackle. I think they really wanted to try him at guard last year, but they just didn't have anybody they could throw out there at right tackle. So to Trevor's credit, he was a huge concern in the training camp. Every day it was like, oh, my gosh, Trevor Penning. But he quietly had an okay season. He did some good things. He struggled a little bit against some of the pass rushers. Like I said, he's a little heavy-footed, but I really think – what his attributes and his strengths are, his size and his strength and his nastiness, I really think he can be a really good guard. So I think this is, when you look at these five guys across the line of scrimmage, just on paper, it should be one of the better offensive lines the Saints have had in the past couple of years. But I really think this move is going to be the best thing for Trevor in his career. I think he'll excel more in there than being out there on an island at tackle.
Yeah, I agree with you as far as Trevor. You know, I watched him every day out at camp, and there were struggles, you know, and I think he does deserve a lot of credit for sticking with it, you know, because that can get in your head real quickly when you're starting to get – there was one day he just got taken apart by Chase Young and, like, back-to-back reps. And I honestly, I went home that day thinking, like, I don't know if he's going to make it through this camp as a starting right tackle. And, you know, I think one of the issues for Trevor in terms of maybe transitioning guard is you – the goal has to be to, like I said, you want to put somebody in a chance to succeed. And I feel like the only chance he had was getting as many reps as possible. So he's not a guy that you were necessarily going to cross train. And I kind of feel the same about that this year. Like, it's no longer like, okay, he's a tackle and we're trying him out of the guard. I think he is a guard. Like, you have now changed his position. I would be like, Kellen Moore has kind of played coy and said, hey, we're gonna move some stuff around. We're going to shuffle a little bit. I kind of feel like you just got to stick him at guard and let him work there and ride it out and see what happens. I don't necessarily think it would benefit him to be splitting reps at guard and tackle.
No, certainly not, especially – the best thing that ever happened to Trevor Penning was the Banks was there at number 9 and the Saints took him. I really believe that because, I really think the better fit for Trevor is at guard. But just like I said, I think it's a year later than they wanted to make that move. And let's be honest, when you're an organization and you draft an offensive lineman in the first round at offensive tackle, it is a hard thing to say, okay, we'll just make him a guard, because you almost kind of admit that you were wrong on the pick. But, you know, at this point, the fact that you're going to have two really good young tackles, it's an easy way to make that move as an organization. And like I said, I think it's a great thing for Trevor's career.
Okay, now just kind of broad here. This will be my last question for you, and we'll let you go. You know, it's an interesting time for I think because the Saints are not getting a lot of credit in terms of national media. They're getting put all the way down at the bottom of power rankings, and the over-under on wins is 5.5. But I kind of feel like this is the most upbeat I've seen Saints fans in a while. I think despite that, I think fans and the general sentiment is high. I think people are looking forward to this season more than maybe some of these other seasons where it was like, okay, playoffs are bust, just because, you know, it's all gravy. I'm just curious, where do you land on your expectations for this season, and what's kind of your excitement level to see all this play out?
Yeah, I can understand, the Saints fans' excitement, because there's a lot of unknowns. And with unknowns, you've kind of seen the same thing the last 3 years where it just was kind of a win one, lose one, get in these bad stretches, you kind of knew what you were getting with certain veteran players playing positions. And now, especially the quarterback position, when you have young players, there's a lot of optimism around fan bases when you have young guys at that position. And I think just the influx with a new head coach, it's a kind of a clean slate. And I also think there's optimism on the fan base's part because expectations are so low. No one's really expecting much from you. You have a chance to shock a lot of people. And 5.5 wins, it is. Like, I was kind of shocked at that number, too. I know you're going to have a new quarterback, and it's going to be a young quarterback. You have a first-time head coach. But, you know, we were in that situation in 2006. Nobody expected anything out of you. You win a few games early on. You get rolling a little bit. And you obviously need a little bit of luck and to stay healthy, but I think it's set up great for the Saints to surprise a lot of people. It's disappointing that they didn't get any primetime games. Everybody loves playing in primetime, but to that point, it gives you a little chance to kind of sneak under the radar for the season.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is you're predicting NFC Championship.
I don't know about that. Well, I would take over 5.5 wins. I do think that. I think the Saints, and I love the home schedule. I think there's a lot of very winnable games at home. And if you can protect the dome and win those games at home, and then you go on the road and steal a couple games on the road, and before you know it, you've won 9 or 10 games. So I think this team is going to be better than the national media expects for sure.
All right, Scott Shanley, former Saints linebacker, Super Bowl champions. Appreciate you taking the time, man. You have a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
Thanks, Scott.
All right. I'm excited. I'm sold. Let's do it. Mini camp the next 3 days. We're going to be out there 3 days of practice. Not appointment viewing, but there's going to be appointments. We're going to have fans out there. All the tents are set up. I drove by the other day. It feels like training camp season, Charlie.
Yeah, we're getting to it. I mean, it's going to be about a month, maybe in like a week. It's like 5 weeks in between mini camp and training camp where that's really the dead part. But we'll be kind of previewing training camp, and then once we get to training camp, it's the whole thing like, oh, the preseason's almost here. And then once you get to preseason, it's just like, when do regular season games start? It's like a whole kind of, the wheel starts spinning, and it starts really next week.
Oh yeah, no, I was saying this the other day. It's like, we over the last month by the end of this week, we'll have had 6 practices to talk about and a month to talk about them, and then a month from now we'll have a billion practices. They'll be doing full contact pads, and it'll be like drinking through a fire hose. And we'll have forgotten all about what we've been talking about nonstop for the past month. But I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.